Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Oh my gosh, I mean, it's just gonna be...
Yeah, what?
We're kicking off getting out of here with travel. Some people are like, where am I gonna plan to go?
Where are we going?
Catherine.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Cat and Nat podcast.
Where...
You're so lucky Pound Town fixes everything. I don't know if you're
Are you sure that Pound Town doesn't fix everything for you? Like, are you sure? Like, if your husband was being moody, okay?
Yeah.
And you took him to Pound Town.
Well, yeah.
Are you telling me the next morning he might still be moody?
Yep. I mean, not moody. Listen.
I'd slap his dick if that happened.
My husband doesn't wake up moody per se. Things make him moody, like, you know,
a flood,
like
finances.
But then he wants to spend. It's very confusing about what, like, it's.
But if you were to have
stress
overall sex one night, the next day at around lunchtime, he could still show mood.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Other than that in my house.
Yeah, no. He could still definitely feel the stress.
Okay.
He has.
So they're not linked.
No, he's very, which is good when you don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, but bad when you can't fix. But
well, it kind of feels like I'm the only thing that can fix it. That's the shit part.
I can like talk to him and be like, dude, and then he'll be like, right, you know, but I don't have
That's
to give.
Easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to give the whole.
I do not have to give my sacred hole, my glory hole. I do not.
It really is a glory hole. It brings so much glory to so many people.
I don't have to. The only reason I have to is so he doesn't think that we're getting divorced.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
God, I love that. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I wish he was scared I'd leave him. Ooh, right? Like, don't mess around with me. I'll take these kids and I'll walk out that door.
It's where,
like,
would you go?
Yeah. No, actually, I'd probably pack his bag, but... I don't know where I'd go, and I've never felt that before. Oh, shit. When we're in the car, these kids creep up on us. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
What do you want?
Oh, Jill's here.
Oh, okay. God damn it. Okay.
We got to move the car. We're in my neighbor's driveway.
Come for a little drive with us, everybody. Your street's real rocking today, eh?
You know, when the streets are rocking, don't come and knock into my glory hole.
Can you smell the cedar?
No, I can't, actually.
Hey, buddy.
Frankie.
Hey,
what's going on?
How's it going, buddy? I can just park there because we're not getting in the car, okay?
Totally.
So, yeah, no, mood, and I don't know if I'm moody because I'm me.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if he's like, God, you're such a, like,
no.
I do, I'm going to tell you a full confession here.
Oh,
I know that
these
sometimes
are my confessions.
If I don't feel like, you know, this is so terrible, but if I don't feel like, you know, doing it, I'm definitely not nice. Like, I'm definitely, like, I won't touch him or be like, hey, like,
oh,
I
yeah.
definitely avoid him.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to give him an, I don't want to give him any inclination that it could happen.
Because if you take an inch, he'll give a mile.
If you're, like, nice. And
if you give
like,
an inch, he'll take
like,
a mile.
Okay, so tonight, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, so you just got to kind of be cold. You got to seem like you're annoyed a little just to get away with it. I get it.
That's bad. That's a bad habit.
No,
I should talk to him about that.
The intricacies on, he's pissed again. The intricacies of that's why
relationships are tricky.
Tricky.
I should just have Pound Town night. I should totally have Pound Town night.
I know. I kind of should too.
Then there's no like this game
there's no
of
wondering.
Like, then there's no game. There's okay. no game. He got a shot.
Yeah.
He got his vaccine. He got his vaccine. Congratulations. Congratulations. Good. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a thing.
No, who cares? Everyone's got their thing.
No, but maybe that should be a thing. Like, maybe so it's not like, if I'm nice to him, if it's not that night, I'm always nice, but if I'm, like, extra nice.
Okay, so when I'm over at your house, I'm having drinks, and you're acting annoyed with him?
Oh, I'm definitely not having sex.
Oh, with drinks. See, I try and, like, if I've had a lot of drinks, I'm like, Nat, get your big girl pants on, get upstairs, and put on a show. It'll be over before you know it.
What kind of show?
Like, you know, just like do the things. Don't just like make it like, all right, let's go.
It's do
like
the things.
Do the things so that it makes up for more time, which it never does.
What
I don't
are
know.
The fucking things?
Like, you know,
like,
the thing.
No. Like, what are you like dancing? Like dancing?
No, just like don't just do like. Don't just like
don't do the basic.
Change positions a few times.
That's all he wants.
Well, I mean, if I really want to get on his good side, mm-hmm. put the dinky in my mouth.
A blowjob. Did you do that this weekend? I feel like you did.
No, I don't. No, I didn't. And actually, I have my period now, so good times. I love these conversations with you guys. Honestly, some people are like, I feel like I listen to the podcast.
Dinky in my mouth. You just said my dinky.
Dinky in your mouth.
If he had a dinky.
Stick my dinky in my temper.
Dinky. If he put his
dinkies are for little boys, right?
Yeah.
He's got an anaconda. Don't want some if you ain't got none.
And that makes me gag.
Oh, it makes me gag too, Catherine.
Yeah, no. I hate dick in my mouth. I just want to let you know. I actually...
I just don't know what they like so much about it because it's like this
dick
warm, thick...
I must be so...
Alive.
Drunk. You know? I'm going to ask him on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like a blowjob? I've never asked him that.
Oh my God.
10.
They love it.
Are you positive? That's like saying, that's like some people love cunnilingus and some people don't. You really, it could be a very big preference.
It's true.
I'm going to ask
him.
But
I think most men do.
Most men.
He might not be most men, but I think he seems like most men.
Okay. I'm gonna ask him, but then I have to do it.
No, oh, right. If he's like 10 out of 10, then you'd be such a jerk
then
to not,
not
give
to
him.
Do it, yes.
Well, you could buy it for him.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Happy birthday. Here's a girl with a mouth.
Here's a girl with a mouth.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A doll.
Guys,
it's a doll.
You know, I have to tell you, we're in Toronto right now, and we just lowered our age for vaccinations, which is like really, it can be a really big thing as long as people get vaccinated. And it just means that we're getting closer to getting the fuck out of here. We have gotten...
Getting the fuck out of
we
here.
We have so many tour dates booked for September, October, and December.
Do you think it's weird I don't check emails? And why don't I check emails?
That's okay. I'll tell you if there's anything.
No, I know, but why? Like, why don't I?
Because you... I like it.
Like, what is that about?
I like it.
Like, what... there's so much you know, I have no idea what's going on. No, I really want to let you know. Like, when you're talking about things, I'm like, right, I have not a fucking clue.
But here's the thing, and I think this is because you know this. You know that so much of what a lot of people do in business is a waste of fucking time.
Okay, right.
Okay. A lot of it, there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Right.
They want to ask questions about ridiculous things that they could almost, like, they're almost rhetorical.
Rhetorical.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's like, can you not figure out that answer yourself? And so I'll take those calls of just answering, like, ridiculous you know.
Is that my sister-in-law?
No, but it's close. Yeah.
I was like, I had to take my glasses off and be like, what the hell is going on?
I know. No, a lot of the questions, and they're boring. You know what I mean?
You are so on that one, that deep dive into the back. Get ready for this?
I know.
The deep dive into the back end. Oh, you are so into the deep dive of the back end. We're doing this big, deep, literally it's called the deep dive into the back end.
Yes.
And emails come in. I don't even open them.
Yes.
And then that other one, expenses and accounts. I'm like, don't even open that one.
I know.
And then you told me about some more shows. I don't even know about what you're talking about.
Oh, we're doubling up for Massachusetts, which everyone agreed is a great idea. And it's because, you want to know why it's crazy?
Why?
We had to cancel Albany, New York, because their restrictions, which is crazy because our girl Alexis lives in Albany, New York, and we see her out.
Yeah.
But even what she's doing is more restrictive than the other places we're going. So they're like, we can't hold on and just like wonder what these restrictions are, because they can't go and give like guarantees and like all of and how all of that.
Oh.
So we're skipping Albany for now and adding another Massachusetts. And Massachusetts are our OGs.
Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Why don't we have like Texas and Florida in there?
I think
that's
not
in 2022. Oh, yeah, because they're so busy.
Know, I do love that we are. You know, I do tell you that I can't. Okay, so here's the thing, guys. I'm going to tell you so much information right now.
Oh.
Chloe is starting a new school in September. Yeah. Now, there's two reasons for this, very important reason. Number one, there was no option. I'll leave it at that. Number two, she'll go to school with her sister. Now, the reason this is important is because I had a feeling without knowing that we would be traveling exponentially. And it looks like we're traveling. I don't even know if that's the right word.
Oh.
Exponentially.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I couldn't have, but the problem is in Ontario, I don't know what it's going to, we know what America's going to look like, we think.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what Ontario's going to look like. And September's wrapping up quickly. Right now, and when I say that is, right now, we have no extracurricular. Did I burp and you smell it?
No. No, it's hot.
Oh, here. Air conditioning. Wait a minute. Air conditioning. Okay. Right now, we have no extracurricular. There's no, you're not allowed to stay after school. You're not allowed to go early in the morning. You have to be picked up at a certain time. Like, there's no supports. Like,
oh, that's going to be on, though, in September, just so you know. They said we weren't going to get vaccinated till the end of the summer.
But they're talking about the children have to get vaccinated, too, now.
Oh, they'll get vaccinated in the summer.
But do you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I have to plan for, like, we're living today.
Yeah.
I can't plan for a maybe when it's me leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, who I only have right now one support, who also has two children of her own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I have a myriad of supports, and I have three children at three different schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting to a position now where I'm like, huh, and my mom doesn't live here anymore. So I'm like in a place where I have to make things as seamless as possible so that when I step away, it's not a clusterfuck.
And
so
guys,
I can do my job. You know what the life lesson is here?
What?
Sometimes you have to make decisions you otherwise wouldn't to make your life easier as a mom when you're a working mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a working mom, the stress of having your children all over the place, if it brings you peace of mind, let it go.
Let it go.
You know, like if it's easier, like if you have someone who, if you order in four nights a week,
mm-hmm,
and that makes your life easier,
mm-hmm,
do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't enjoy doing something.
If you've always been holding off on getting a nanny.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I just can't do it. And you go back and forth forever and ever. Get one. Try it. If you can afford it, try it. See if you can do it.
A babysitter. Ask someone to, like, let's just say someone's willing to walk your kids home, like a neighbor down the street, but you feel bad asking them.
Mm-hmm.
They might just not mind
I know.
If they offered it to you.
I feel like, and I've said to parents before, like, things like that. Like, I'll walk your kid home, like, any day. I'll drive your kid to school. If I'm headed that way anyways, like, use me. And I actually mean it.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Yeah, no, I think that it's really important that we actually really as moms debunk the myths of having help.
Yeah, when I say to someone, I will walk your kid or drive your kid, I'm not being a fucking martyr. I'm headed that way anyways. I'll pick up your kid. I've told these parents, one person, I'll take your kid to school every day. And I told another person, if you guys can't pick up your kid or you want me to, it is zero skin off my back. Now,
Moms have such a hard time doing that?
That all goes away when I start traveling. But in that case, I guess return the favor.
And they might never return the favor. Don't do it to get the favor back.
Not at all.
Just do it because it's a nice thing to do, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lovely...
And I don't know. You know what's funny is I don't even do it to be nice. I do it to honestly be like, this just makes sense. You know, this just logically makes sense that I take your kid if I'm going that way anyway.
Oh, she is gonna... Hold on. Olivia, do you want your running shoes? Here, you can wear mine. Come here, I'll switch. Come here. Yes.
She predicted you were going to say that.
Yeah, because her fucking feet.
She totally predicted.
And she tells
me. I told you my mom would say this.
Do you know what she does? I'm going to tell you what. Here, they're cool.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not wearing those.
I have yours.
I tried to keep my foot in those. And they're not
oh, God.
Like
now, what's going to happen when we're traveling and Olivia tries to go on a walk with Birkenstocks? Not going to happen.
Here.
She's fine. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
I don't want to hear it tonight.
Okay.
I do not want to hear it.
Oh, geez. Here.
You know what?
Real life parenting.
For fucking physio. Oh, here's what's going to happen. My feet hurt. My legs. She complains and whines.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you.
When you're traveling...
When you're traveling, and she's 1 year older and a little bit more independent.
Yeah, I like the girls.
Where are they going?
Quality.
Well, we're just parenting on the podcast.
No.
Why?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
No.
But why? The girls are going to bubble tea.
They're grown-ups, and they're going to have some girl time. Keep playing.
Just
go play basketball.
I want to go have boy time.
Go play basketball. You're having boy time. Go play.
Starbucks or the bubble.
No, you can't go anywhere right now.
When
a year
can't.
From now, when she's more independent, you're never going to be able to.
Well, number one, those are my shoes.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Number two, they're slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, she has the worst feet in the world, and I pay for people to fix them. And she, look at her blisters on the back from bad. She is, you know, she is going to get a town spanking at town hall today. I don't really spank her. Don't worry. It's just something that I say in life.
Oh my gosh, guys. I am like, how crazy is this? Okay. So we, you guys know we started the Common Parent, which is a parenting group that you guys can join. $5.99 a month. We bring you experts from all over the world to help you with your parenting. And let me tell you this. you don't think if I didn't have these experts, I probably would have been blown away by a couple things. Number one, my daughter talking about people her age doing edibles and vaping and children taking edibles from their mother's purses and giving them out to their friends.
No different than alcohol.
So I told you this morning, but I'm saying, like, that's real shit and it's happening right now. And we knew this because of the way we grew up, but not everyone grew up like we did.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
I just can't believe that these kids are stealing. And then,
I can say I know because it's not my kid. Like, it's very easy in retrospect to be sitting here and not have the feelings attached to what those conversations are, because I can watch them without having to live them.
And then things coming up like, Mom, what's a cutter? Like, we're going to have experts coming and talking about that, because that's a huge thing for, like, teenagehood.
Yes.
And you can be blown away when you see it or hear about it for the first time.
And here's what's crazy about cutting. It's not suicidal. It's a motive, not because they want to kill themselves.
They want to feel.
So fucked up.
They want to feel.
And why can't they feel?
I don't know. I mean, we saw a girl walking down the street and her legs were covered. So I had to explain to what it was. Then she's like, oh my gosh, I recognize one of my friends has that. And then, okay, here we go. So guys, go to The Common Parent on Instagram or go to and link to the website and check it out, because it's become a lifesaver. And right now, especially when we're in the thick of the kids being home from school, summer's coming up and we're going to that age where things are changing.
Yeah. And just for those who have younger kids and aren't sure, like, you know, where they fall, because I don't think it's just like, here's what's so interesting about parenting. So much of it isn't topical. So, like, you have a scenario that comes up and you're not educated on it. Let's just say, like, cutting,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to imagine that would come in your way. But so much of parenting is communication. And what happens is your kids get older and you have to communicate to them differently, because it's not talking at them. It's now talking with them, because they become independent people. So you as a parent, this group is almost about, like, evolving as a parent even more than it is about the parenting aspect of it, because you need to parent your kids differently than you previously had. And I really do believe at about the age of 6, they begin to become independent and aware that, okay, I no longer need you to say I love you to feel safe in this world. I now want my own life, and I'm going to try behaviors on. And when you lose control over, you know, being able to pick them up and maneuver them, you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how do I have a respectful, honest, open communication with my child so they feel safe enough to come to me with their problems and we can get through this together? Or, you know, they're going to hate me at some point, but
yeah,
how do I make it so that we can communicate
and
with each other?
And also so that the time that they hate me isn't 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and how can I understand them?
And it's also so good. Like, someone just messaged and they're like, you know, I've joined The Common Parent, and I am now going to go through the archives of all of a bunch of the experts with my husband, because
yes,
that's another thing, is to be on the same page. Cause a lot of it, you're like, so you're inquiring so much about what's going on with your kid. And then your husband isn't necessarily on the same page or grew up totally differently.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of need to listen to the same expert to get you on the same page. So,
you know, my husband and I, we have very different parenting techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband grew up with, like, the mentality, I would never have gotten away with that with my family. Like, I would have never have been able to pull that off. Like, you know, what my parents said happened, like, it was more fear-based, I think, for him, where it was like, everything he did, he just hid from them. Versus,
yeah,
like, you know,
many people of his generation, you know, those middle-aged people, they all say that. Like,
he
I never would have gotten away with
he
that.
He showed up perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Showed up, the golden star.
Exactly what they wanted to see.
Yeah, and to this day, he carries that image with him. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, you know, you can be, don't you want your kid just to be them in front of you at all, not like a character you think they should be like?
Well, and it's also interesting and really insightful to watch how your children handle challenges and problems and to see how they work through it, not necessarily to like fix it at all for them, but to watch how they problem solve, because that will also be good insight to who they are as people moving forward.
Oh God, these people, and like, they're going to have sex and they're going to have boyfriends and they're going to be like, you know.
And we're going to be traveling next year, and my daughter is going to probably be a lot freer. This year I was around for her while she was in grade 7, and she was sort of like tiptoeing into those waters. Next year she's going to be in grade 8, and she's going to, oh man. And I won't be here for a lot of it.
I won't be here in grade 7. on our husbands. We'll have to listen. It's not that much. It's just it's like, I'm glad we're home all of November.
Yeah.
Or are we not?
Yeah, we are. We're going to come back and we're just going to, oh, he's finished his tutor and he's so happy, guys. TJ is doing Boncho. Go to www.boncho.com. So he comes out of the tutoring session. It's only 30 minutes for math and reading. He is so overjoyed and happy. Like, he literally just came look happiest.
Yeah, he was.
He
was doing the loser dance on Fortnite.
Yeah, he's like, Mom, you're a loser. I'm a winner because I just did tutor and I'm smarter than you are now.
You're a loser.
Yeah, these honestly bring confidence to kids in school where they spend most of their life.
Keep them out of drugs.
Yeah, keep them out of drugs. I mean, I don't know about that.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, like, you know, confidence is such a huge thing that you have to try to implement into people for the rest of their lives. And they lose it. They lose it at an age. And then they don't ever get it back. It's so fucking sad.
You know, life is going to be so interesting next year because although... Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Jeez. That's interesting. Maybe we should have a chat about that. Is that next year is going to be such an interesting year for everybody because even if like the States is further along than Canada is, we're all going to end up sort of catching up and being back to normal life. And to see what the year that the kids have missed and how they transition into new life.
Thank God we're here for like the first 2 weeks of September.
Yeah, and just
are
like...
Are we even here for when they go back to school?
Yeah, we are. So it's going to be really interesting. And then business and like everybody's life is going to just be like kickstarted and jump-started into so much.
I think a lot of people don't want it.
People like they're liking it.
There's a lot of articles on like anxiety, like reintegrating, like what's it called?
Reintegrating into the what do they call it? The hustle of life. Like the hustle and bustle and the travel and the back and forth and the trips and the like meetings and the late meetings and the long work days and you're not at home. Yeah, I could see that.
Like the driving to sports and like not having it, like the burnout of life. I think a lot of people were like, well, I don't know if I want to go back. Like there was a lot. I think I can see a lot of people being like, I would like to keep some of this and pick and choose like when I want to go out for dinner. But I'm cut. Like I have someone I walk with and she's like my husband.
How was my water? Was it good?
It was so good. I want more. Good. Shit makes me thirstier.
That's good. Then you drink more water.
She's like, my husband is very happy with COVID. He's an introvert. He hated going places to dinner party, like, you know, in birthdays and dinners. And he was very happy ordering in and like hanging out.
I was telling my husband just recently about what extroverts need from people and how they're fueled and all of that. And like, we go on walks these days and I'm like, well, first of all, my sister-in-law and brother are like, I can't walk down the street with you, like with your neighbors. Like, it's like, everybody is worth a conversation.
Oh, your sister.
Like,
and
they're just like, and they're like, it's like hilarious the way, but it's like, I'm so hungry just for a little conversation with everybody.
To talk to anyone.
Like and I can just imagine, like, by the way, that's the one that has the man cave.
Okay, got it.
my neighborhood. I'm like so excited. Like I know that there was a part of me that sometimes was like, oh my God, now we've got to drive the kids here. Now we got to drive the kids there. But I think that I'm really going to embrace it for so many reasons. Like I kind of loved when Mark was at hockey most nights.
I did. My husband's happier at sports.
I'm happier when they're at sports.
Yeah.
And then my son was happier. Like that life, it's so awesome to be able to like look at it too and like more appreciate it in a different way this time. He's so happy. Teeth all showing.
I know.
Like I'm gonna be excited and then going out to dinner, getting dressed up. Oh, here come my favorite kids in life.
Getting all dressed up. You want to get dressed up?
I want to wear. I told today, Teddy was. We were walking, and he said, "Why don't you wear your
jeans?
Air Force One. No, my Nike, like the high tops." I said, "Those are not that comfortable." And he goes, "Oh, well, what about?" And I go, "But I can't wait to get dressed up in high heels." He goes, "But don't those hurt your feet?" I'm like, "But they hurt your feet, and it's worth it."
You used to wear high heels on a fucking plane.
Oh, yeah.
She used to put high heels on to go on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Because
airports are great for picking up.
Yeah, right. Because you married woman. I would just look at her and be like, are you joking?
I love it. Just like feeling like you're walking with like total confidence because you're like, I love my outfit.
I'm a businesswoman.
I am busy and I am.
Hear me roar.
And you lift your butt. And your calves look better when you're in like high heels. Yeah, yeah. So like the whole body is cuter. Like yeah. So that's why you wear them. And then oh my gosh, I mean, it's just gonna be.
Yeah. What?
We're kicking off getting out of here with travel. Some people are like, where am I gonna plan to go?
Where are we going?
mean Catherine.
Oh, you don't know.
I know, but, you know, Midwest.
Okay, Midwest.
I don't know that's true.
Let me see. You know what? I'm going to do this.
I'm going to read it. Let me find it.
Let me find... I don't even know how to do... I don't know if I'm going to get it.
Yeah. It is 10 cities in September, 10 cities in October, 10 cities in December.
It's weird because I just got... Oh, today.
Yeah. Yeah, I love you too.
I am...
You're blowing me kisses.
I am Crayola. No. Okay. Oh, I just had it. Guess. Did you see that?
No, because your finger's over it. I can't see. I'm sorry.
Finger yourself.
Oh, wow. No.
Do we have a phone call today?
Nope. God, what am I going to do with these people? What am I going to do with her? You have to do is check the calendar.
I don't even do that.
All right.
You know what? I'll just drink coffee.
Find it for you?
It won't. It's just not loading. There it is.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's a lot of cities. It's going to be great.
I just want to know what the first city
is. And then what we have to do is we got to go there and, like, book our personal travel in between there.
We have time for that.
Oh, yeah, because then you're going to give your kids a surprise because they've been waiting.
Okay, we'll tell you the very first date that I don't know what city is September 29th.
That's the first city?
Well,
no.
Yeah.
I think it starts earlier than that.
Well, that's tricky, Natalie.
Anyways, guys, we'll get you all the dates. It's going
to
be...
I mean, I'm not opposed to that, by the way.
No, but I'm just trying to be honest with you. I don't know if that's what you like, though. You wanted me to tell you that we were going on tour in May. Like, I mean, it's hard to...
I just prefer...
You're going to have sausages for dinner, you know?
Are you having sausages for dinner?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, anyways, guys, make sure you buy the tickets. And we have a lot going on, actually. You know, a lot of our partnerships have started to, like, pick up a bunch. We have a bunch of deliverables that are coming in.
A bunch of deliverables.
A lot of partnerships. And everything's really fun. And everything's good. And, guys...
You know, we're much more upbeat these days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Our podcasts are therapy. Like, what we went through every time we turn this up is part of our therapy. Now, I have to tell you, sometimes, not that it was ever hard to do a podcast, but sometimes it's hard to
get excited to talk about something exciting that's nothing's happening.
Yeah, but we were always able to do it because we use that as therapy. I see your gardening nails. That's
no, oh God, I did it today again too.
But you know, sometimes it was hard to sit here and be like, okay, I know I'm going to talk, and some of the things I'm going to say aren't going to make me feel good.
I had something else to talk about too with you.
Well, I hope it's good.
It was good.
My kids are dying to go back to Florida. Like, that's all they can talk about. They don't... I'm like, we're going to go see our family. No, Florida. Well, you know, Tucker. Florida first.
I know.
But tomorrow's Florida first.
I know. It's just fucking money. But we're going to make it. It's going to rain.
Yeah.
It's going to... He's back.
Yeah.
I was going to really tell you something.
Positive vibes, guys.
That we are almost in May.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a video going around on social media about Ontario, and they took like four different that of the press conference on Friday. You know the press conference?
And I didn't hear it, but I heard it was ridiculous.
So they cut out each person's sentence and then made it a video of being like the. So it starts off with the mayor saying like, these are the strictest measures in North America.
Okay.
Then it goes, you will have to show papers to the police. Like it goes like, it's so fear-mongering. It's insane. So it goes from like one to the next, to the next, to the next. And then they go, basically just like, and everyone's like, oh my God, is Ontario this bad? Like, this is worse than like it. I was like, oh guys, one of our friends is in the States, and I went for a walk with someone today. I'm
trying to follow your conversation right now.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, she called after seeing that video, and she goes, oh, and she's from Toronto.
Yeah.
And she goes, is it that bad? Like, it's really bad. And mm-hmm. Kath goes, it's the same as it has always been.
Yeah.
They have just, someone's made this video to make it look like we're, like, in a jail.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
the same.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And her friend was like, oh, the it's looking really bad in America. I'm like, no, it's the same.
Yeah, 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 no. And you know what's funny is that, like, my American family and my family in London, they have no idea what's going on in Canada.
No, no one does.
No, like, they don't even think it's bad. They just, they're like, I heard things weren't going well, but, like, they don't know anything.
Oh, right.
Like, they have to come to me to ask me what's going on.
Yeah, they're like, girl.
Yeah, and I'm like, and they're like...
You almost left me, by the way.
Yeah, in London and the United States, as far as my family is concerned, where they live, we're on the same track as them.
Yeah, so we're, you know what? We're doing amazing.
When they run.
Where are they going for a jog?
They go for runs.
What?
They run. The kids like to run. Dad, can we go for a run? I said, oh, God, remember when?
By the way, they're 2 feet.
They're 2 feet tall.
They're literally 2 feet tall. And they have tiny legs, and they go run up and down the street with tiny little
and
arms.
And I ask my kids, will you run with me to the stop sign? Just run. Remember when running was fun? Remember when exercise was fun? Are they going to let this girl by?
Guys, here's the thing. We are so thankful. Sorry for the hodgepodge, smorgasbord all over the place of this podcast. As you know, well, yes, we are still in lockdown with 7 children. So it does prove to be difficult sometimes to find time.
But we're always here for you 3 days a week, no matter what.
To find time, to find content. Although things are rocking and rolling, although I don't check emails, but Natalie assures me things are going great.
It's actually about to kick your ass.
What?
Yeah.
It's like what? What part of it?
We're going to, it's going to be very busy.
Like, but I have a few more months.
Yeah. And even when you're busy, we have hired people to help us with that. So it's not, it'll never be overwhelming for us because we've earned the position that we're in to have people who
are smart. What day do I have to start packing? Give me that.
Oh, packing.
Like for, I hate packing.
Oh.
I hate putting things into bags and making sure I have.
No, we're very far from that. I was sort of saying from a business standpoint.
Like
that's
how,
what's so interesting about our future is that our business is going to be so much bigger than it is. And then there's our tour, which although it is part of our business income is our fun.
Okay, good. Like, so we're like, how many months do I have not to pack?
Pack?
Yeah. Like
you don't have to go anywhere till like the middle of September.
Okay. What are we right now? I really
middle
don't know.
Middle of April.
April to May, May to June, July. Oh my, we're still.
May, June, July, August. Yeah, we have like five months. Yeah, yeah. You have half a
you
year.
You don't understand when people go April to May.
I don't understand what you do.
Okay, so because when someone taught me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you're wasting so much words and time.
Because.
You just go, if it's April.
April.
No, you go April, May, June, July, August,
why
September.
Do you get rid of April?
Because you're already there, so you just count the next month.
But we're not already in May.
But May is one. April to May, you're in April, so April to May is one.
Okay, May to June is two.
Ew, right.
June to July is three.
You still have to count April to May.
I did. April to May.
Yes.
May to June.
Yes.
June to July.
Yes.
July to
but
August.
You don't have to say all those words.
August, September. I do in my head.
I know. I hear you.
Someone once corrected me and I was like this. I was like, April, because they were like, oh God, this is not even an interesting conversation.
I know.
But someone taught me, they corrected me. I'm like, it was so confusing.
I know what you were probably doing because you were going like this. April, May, June, July, August, September.
No, I jump forward and they go, no. You have to count from the day, when you try to count a week, 7 days.
I can make your life easier by just counting forward.
Yeah, why? Why? You know what? I've lived this long.
I know. I see you every time and you're like.
It hurts my brain.
I'm like.
Also, weeks.
Simplify that.
Because someone will make a week is Wednesday to Wednesday, but then it's actually Wednesday to Tuesday.
I like it.
Because the night times, birthday like counts. It. That's like why it. You count how many sleeps.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, it's going to be, you have lots of time before we travel, but so much is going to happen between this day
yeah.
and the day you travel.
Okay, got it.
Not I'm travel business perspective, yeah.
So like actual brain power versus.
But again, you have literal people that are working with you now that are going to tell you
what to do.
Do not think too hard. That is my job.
Oh, I love not
And then you got a lawyer who looks over what she says, and then another lawyer, so okay. all the decisions
well, that's
are
great.
Good.
Now I just have to think about dinner.
Exactly. What's for dinner?
What's for dinner? You tell me.
Sausages.
Oh, right, yeah.
Asparagus.
Yes.
And salad.
Wow.
That's what I was supposed to have last night, and it was A&W.
Okay, all right.
They have A&W in the States? Of course they do.
Okay. I'm having chicken.
Yeah, I saw those chickens come out.
And they got Parmesan and the things on them, okay?
Okay.
And broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli.
Maybe I'll roast it.
Oh, that would be really good. Cracker.
Roast
it. $4.50, okay?
Okay.
Small pieces, $4.50. Olive oil, salt, pepper, delish.
And what else will I do? They like maybe rice, chips.
They do. Rice, chips, same thing. My kids love rice too.
Yeah, I feel like chips is a side meal.
Chips is usually a snack after dinner, isn't it? You guys, could you please leave a review 5 stars? 5 out of 5 for this podcast.
Yeah, because you got some good juice. You got, you know, and leave.
Look,
let
us. If I'm gonna share.
Oh my God, Natalie, I can't handle this.
Oh,
I'm gonna die.
That was basketball. If we're gonna share these kind of secrets with you, you gotta give us some rice.
Yeah, you gotta let us know you like this.
Yeah, all right. See you later, guys.
Bye.